What's that verse say right there? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, or the devil and his demons, and over how much power of the enemy?
All.
So if you've been given all power over the enemy, how much does he have left? What does it take for us to get this in our spirits? Just like if we obey God under the old covenant, how much sickness is he going to take away? A little?
All.
All. If he takes all, then why did we have to be sick under the old covenant? We wouldn't obey. We sinned. So sickness and disease came upon us. But when we do the same thing under the new covenant, we've sick, we've had epileptic seizures like this young man did, and I said, you know, it's no problem, sir. I said, now then that Jesus has redeemed you from the curse, because I said, all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry, I sinned against my dad and against you. I'm so sorry, Lord, that I went out and did something stupid after my daddy told me not to do it. I did it anyway. I do it my way. I'll have it my way. Is there too many men in the world like that today? Yeah. Well, a few women like that too. I'll have it my way or else. And we pay the consequences because we will not obey God. I told him, I said, no problem. Christ has redeemed you. Now that you've repented of sin and told God you're sorry for disobeying your father, I said, now he has set you free. He's redeemed you from the curse, and we're going to make these devils of hell subject to us in the name of Jesus. What does it mean when it says, and that nothing shall by any means hurt you, and notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that those evil spirits have to be subject unto you? What does it mean for a devil to be subject to you? He has to obey you. In the name of Jesus, you command him to leave. So this young man, we prayed the prayer of faith. He said, I am free. I'm free indeed. And he said, these devils of hell that have been tormenting me all these years, I'm redeemed. Praise God, it's done. Jesus paid the price. And he kicked those devils out. We did together. And those devils left him. I said, now you got to believe it by faith. It's done. He said, it's done. If God said it, that's good enough for me. And that young man, he called me. I don't know how many months later, a year later, whatever it was, he called me and said, Pastor, I praise God, I'm delivered. I ain't had an epileptic seizure. I am perfect shape. He said, I'm so grateful for what Jesus has done. He said, I went to my director the other day, and I asked him, I told him about my miracle. I told him what I'd learned from your testimony and your teachings. And he told the director of this big bunch of camps, he said, we got to have this man come and speak at these camps to tell these children what they got to do to walk under grace and not under the law. He said, we've got to have him come. The guy said, okay. He said, call him and tell him to come. So the guy called me and he said, would you come? I said, well, yes, I will. I said, but has that director heard any of my teaching? He said, well, no, he just heard my testimony. I said, well, let me send you a bunch of stuff. I want him to listen to it because I want him to know what I teach. He said, well, you're a Southern Baptist, aren't you? I said, yeah, but I ain't a normal Southern Baptist. I'm not normal. Amen, praise God. And so anyway, I sent him a bunch of teachings, and a month or two goes by, and he called back and he said, Pastor, he had already set me up at a date in the future to come speak to the one where he was at, where he got healed. And he said, my director called me this morning, and he listened to one of your teachings, and he said, you say that sin and sickness are directly related. He said, do you believe that? I said, with all my heart. He says, if you said that you believe that everybody sick is sick because of a sin, he will not let you teach in our camp. And so they canceled me. I said, don't worry about it. That's happened lots of times. It's not a big deal.
They're lost.
But, I mean, the Word clearly says, doesn't it? I mean, how many things have you heard me teach today that wasn't written in God's Word? Nothing. I mean, was it written?
Yes.
The sin caused God to do things to you and your children?
Yes.
Did he say so?
Yes.
And what is it about that we don't understand? He also said that if you repent of that sin, then you're redeemed from the curse. That's good news too, isn't it? That's really good news under the new covenant, right? Woo! I am redeemed from the curse, and when I get redeemed from the curse, and I know I'm redeemed from the curse, by faith I can kick out these devils, and I can be healed. And once we were talking about cerebral, not cerebral palsy, but epilepsy, little Randy, when Randy came, we had was having healing schools over there 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever, at the field house. And they brought Randy came over there, and he was having, he had, I forget how many bottles of pills he had in that jacket. Yeah, 23 different medications or whatever, and he was still having 4 or 5 seizures a week. Well, his pastor brought him up, and he come up to be prayed for. And I come up and cast out the devils and prayed for him, and he got back, and his pastor said, "Did you repent of all those sins?" He said, "Well, no, I didn't repent of all my sins." He said, "You have to." So he got with his pastor, and his pastor brought him. And so they got together, and he repented of all of his sins. Then he said, "Now go back up there and let him cast them devils out of you again." So he came back up there and said, "Pastor, I'm sorry I didn't tell you I hadn't repented of my sins a while ago." I said, "I thought you had." He said, "No, I have not." I said, "Well, have you now?" He said, "Yes, I have." So, okay, so I said, "Now I'll cast these devils out of you, and we'll pray the prayer of faith for you again." And Randy, that's been at least 5 or 6 years ago, and Randy's been to at least 10 healing schools since then, and Randy has never had a seizure to this day since he got set free. And I got so tickled at him, he had this big old coat on with all these bottles of pills in it, and he said, "What do I do with this medicine?" I said, "That's between you and God." I said, "If it was me, I'd throw them suckers away. That's what I would do with them." But I said, "That's between you and God, Randy." I said, "I don't know where your faith is, but God knows where your faith is." So I said, "You're going to have to do what God says." So he was not supposed to be driving, but he was riding a motorcycle that day. So he got back. Now, he'd rode that thing from Denton out to the field house. He got back on and didn't lose a single bottle of pills. He got on that motorcycle, left, went back home. When he got home, there was not one single pill in his coat. He'd lost every one of them by the time he got home. He called me and said, "Pastor, what do you think I ought to do?" He said, "I lost every bottle of pills." I said, "That's God telling you you don't need them." I said, "You don't need them." I said, "So whatever you do, don't go get the prescriptions refilled. Just believe God. He's already delivered you. That's why he throwed all those medicine bottles away before you got home." And of course, like I say, 5 or 6 or 7 years ago, and Randy has never had another seizure to this day. Now, does Galatians 3.13 work? Galatians 3.13, right, standing right here on this ground right here, just 3 or 4 months ago, there was a 13-year-old boy. Little boy was sitting right there. You were here, weren't you? You saw it. That little boy and his mother and little sister are sitting right there. They come to a healing school. Whenever the healing school's over, I always open the floor for an invitation for prayer. I want people to come up so we can pray for you. And one of us, Dave, me, Sharon, Pat, whoever, Rosemary, depends on who's here, but we've got several prayer warriors that pray for people. They get their prayers answered all the time. So this young woman and her little boy, and they come running up here as soon as I give the invitation. Very first one stopped right there, and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "My 13-year-old son, the retinas didn't ever develop in his eyes, and he has trouble seeing." I said, "He was born like this?" She said, "Yes, he was born like this." I said, "Okay, if he's born like this, why was this boy born with bad eyes? Because of his sin or his parents' sin?" Okay, see, back under the Old Covenant, if you go back, we see 4 generations, but in this case, I started with the parents. I said, "Did you and your husband have sex before you got married?" "Yes, we did." I said, "Have you repented of that?" "Yes, we have." She said, "My husband and I have both been listening to your teaching for about 6 months, and we have repented of all of our sins, and today we brought our son here to be healed." So I said, "Okay, since you've repented of your sins," I said, "son, Galatians 3.13 says Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law." Is that what it says?
Yes.
I said, "If you're recurring," then I said, "I have power over the devil. I commanded the devil to come out of him and go away and to never come back." I said, "Now, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to send the precious Holy Spirit into this little 13-year-old boy's eyes and restore the retinas and make his eyes perfect where he can see clearly up close and far away in the name of Jesus." And I said, "Lord, thank you for doing it in Jesus' name." And immediately the little boy said, "Mama, all those words on the board up there just came into perfect focus. I can see perfect." And I said, "You couldn't read those before?" He said, "No, I could never focus on words that far away. Never." But that little boy, because of claiming Galatians 3.13, You know, Jesus is still behind His word, brother. You know that?
Yes, He is. Amen.
The King is there. When you do what He says, guess who was standing right here beside that little 13-year-old boy? The Lord Jesus Christ. Guess who touched his little eyes that day? The Lord did. Who sets us free? The Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't we glad we got Jesus? Aren't we glad we got Jesus? I mean, if we didn't have Jesus, we'd be in big trouble. But we have Jesus. And with Him, all we got to do is repent of sins and walk in obedience to His Word. And He will bless our socks off and then bless them back on you. He's so good. You want to love Him. You want to serve Him. You want to worship Him. You want to praise Him. He is worthy to be praised. He's a mighty God, isn't He, Alice? He's an awesome God. Praise the King. I love Jesus because His Word is so real and so true. And it's just as real today as it was when He put it in the pages of His book. I mean, He never changes. He's the only true God. He's the only God that ever told us He was going to come to this earth. He was going to do what He did. He was going to do signs and miracles and wonders. And then He was going to die for the sins of the whole world. And then death couldn't hold Him. He was only going to be in that grave 3 days. And then He's going to come forth. There's never been another person, never been nobody professing to be God. Nobody ever done anything like that. I don't care who they are. I don't care if it's Muhammad. I don't care if it's Allah. I don't care if it's Buddha. I don't care who it is. They can tell you something, but there ain't none of them God. There's only one God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. And they're the only ones that ever told us what they would do, and that they're gods of love. And that today we can speak His words and we can see Him do the great and wonderful things He does. And we can see Him set His people free and take a little boy there that had never been able to develop his eyes and could not see. And one simple prayer and the boy could see clear. I love it, don't you? You reckon that boy is probably praising the Lord for his beautiful little eyes, young lady? It's a whole lot easier for him to do it because he used to couldn't see very good. You see where I'm coming from? If you've had good eyes all your life, probably you've never told the Lord, "Thank you for my beautiful eyes." Have you told God lately, honey, you thank Him for your beautiful eyes?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.